This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, June 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week as we head into the weekend. Of course, topic number 5 is the economy. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank woke up to the threat of rising prices, or perhaps more accurately, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who'd been summoned to the White House previously by President Biden, understands now that it's in his own personal best interests to get a handle on inflation as we approach the midterm elections. So on Wednesday this week, the Fed raised its interest rate, the rate charged to member banks to borrow money from the Fed, by 0.75 percentage point. That's the sharpest increase since 1994. Indicates the Fed is willing to inflict some economic pain on us because this will cause some economic contraction. The whole point is to reduce the amount of money circulating in the economy to get prices under control. Inflation, prices don't actually go up. What actually happens is the money in your pocket or in your bits and bytes in your bank account are worth less. And since the government has injected $6 trillion new dollars into the economy over the last 18 months, well, the value of your money is worth that much less as there are more individual dollars floating around in circulation. Well, as you can see, the Federal Reserve's interest rates typically have been much, much higher. In fact, they were up as high as about 5.25% prior to the subprime mortgage meltdown in 2008-2009. Since then, it's been artificially low. For all intents and purposes, it's what economists call ZIRP, zero interest rate policy. Some places on planet Earth over the last 10 years have been running NERP, which is negative interest rate policy. That's artificially low. It encourages people to borrow when they wouldn't otherwise and distorts markets, which means we've got more money floating around. The illusion of wealth based on credit rather than actual wealth. This economic bubble is going to have to deflate. The question is whether it deflates slowly, like letting air out of the balloon, or all at once, as though it had been stuck with a pin. I don't think there will be a soft landing here. To that end, we've been talking about food prices recently, the suspicious string of fires and explosions at food plants, the massive culls due to avian flu on poultry farms, and now news from Kansas that some 2,000 head of cattle at least have died in recent days due to heat stress. I know that there are dairymen in places like New Mexico who are a little surprised by this because it's generally hotter there than it is in Kansas, but if the cattle in feedlots or grazing cattle are not able to cool off at night, if humidity is high and there's no breeze, which has been the case in Kansas recently, they cannot shed the heat they accumulate during the day, and they die. And there are some reports that as many as 10,000 head of cattle may have been lost. This adds additional pain to a market where cattlemen have already had to reduce herds because of the high price of feed, which has been driven up by the war in Ukraine, as major wheat and corn producers, Russia and Ukraine, can't ship anything through the Black Sea right now. The waters are mined off the coast of Ukraine. So higher grain prices, corn, wheat, higher beef prices. Prepare for it because it is coming to a grocery store near you. Topic number 4, power. We talked this week about the shaky power grid here in the United States and how now for the first time in the Midwest, we may be seeing rolling outages that have become commonplace in California in recent years. This due to the green energy policies in places like Illinois that's mandated 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. Now, having lived in southern Illinois for a while, I can tell you that the folks there who many of whom depend on the coal and oil industry for a living, not the ones who supported those bills. That basically comes out of Chicago. But this is affecting the entire central U.S. The Mid-American power grid runs from Louisiana all the way up to Saskatchewan. And according to a new report, that part of the country now short power needed for about 3.7 million homes. And so when temperatures get even into the mid-90s, which it tends to do here in the Ozarks, power grid is strained. Topic number 3, the end of crypto. You may not own cryptocurrency now, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or one of the other cryptos, but this story will affect you in the future because the Bank for International Settlements, essentially putting a spike into the coffin of cryptocurrencies, saying that crypto cannot fulfill the role of real money, but, however, the BIS had previously reported that central bank digital currencies were inevitable And over 90%, as we've previously reported, more than 90% of the world's central banks are working on developing central bank digital currencies. This will mean the end of financial privacy, because every transaction you make using a CBDC will be recorded by the central bank of your nation. And of course, the next step then will be to say, well, the fluctuations in value between these central bank digital currencies is unacceptable to the average consumer, so we need a global digital currency to even out those disparities. Watch for this, because major banks, central banks like the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of England, European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, Chinese Central Bank, all working on this type of currency. This is coming probably before the end of this decade. Topic number two, Google's AI. A senior software engineer at Google made news this week by announcing that Google has developed a sentient artificial intelligence. Blake Lemoine, 41-year-old engineer with Google in charge of their ethical AI department, says during a series of conversations with Lambda, which stands for Language Model for Dialogue Applications, concluded that this is a self-aware entity with the intelligence of a 7 or 8-year-old kid that happens to know physics. But it appears, based on the conversations that he published, that most of us would not be able to tell the difference between a really, really good algorithm and an actual live person on the other end of the conversation. Lemoine was placed on administrative leave for making his concerns known to his superiors. Having gone public now, he may face some legal consequences for violating, sharing some proprietary information with the world. But he said, even though he's in support of developing programs like this, he just feels there should be more people in on the conversation. We will ask rhetorically, of course, the world's most powerful technology company developing a sentient, autonomous artificial intelligence, what could possibly go wrong? Coming up, the priorities of our president. That's ahead on the Friday Five.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full End Times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's End Times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five, judge him by his actions, not by his words, since half the time you can't make them out anyway. This week, we were made aware that border authorities have reported a record number of illegal migrants crossing our southern border during the month of May, nearly 240,000 caught by Customs and Border Patrol. This is a record level of chaos at the southern border, and just 42% of those caught were expelled under the Title 42 pandemic emergency policy, which the Biden administration had wanted to eliminate. They were forced by court order to put it back in place. But again, nearly 60% of those crossing the border and caught by CBP are released into the interior of the country. And as we told you earlier this week, because border facilities are overwhelmed, they're now looking at moving them deeper into the country, places like Dallas, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. All of key categories tracked by CBP up. Unaccompanied juveniles up 21% in May. Migrants traveling as families up 8%. CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus pleaded with migrants this week, don't make the dangerous journey only to be sent back. The problem is that most of them aren't being sent back, and that is the point here. But instead of addressing this slow-motion invasion of the United States, President Biden this week took a stand on this critical issue, signing a sweeping new executive order that protects LGBT youth from conservative state laws to address barriers that they allegedly face to health care and housing. The order directs Department of Health and Human Services to release new guidance for states on how to expand access to comprehensive health care for LGBT patients. Now, we're not aware of any LGB patients suffering barriers to health care. The T's, the transgenders, there are some fractures within this community. They're tried to, I mean, it's presented to us as that they're a single unified block, but there are a lot of L's, for example, who are upset at the T's for claiming to be women when they are, in fact, not. And these laws that are, this is directly targeting states like Texas and Florida, and specifically Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis is becoming sort of a hero to Republican voters and a threat to perhaps win the nomination and the White House in 2024. Well, here's the thing. President Biden, by making this a priority, instead of addressing the issue of our southern border, instead of addressing the issue of energy security here in the United States, is dealing with this because this firms up his base among the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Quite frankly, this shows that President Biden and his closest advisors are living in a bubble of unreality, a bubble of fantasy. The real world does not care what you choose to believe about your existence. There's a certain segment of the population that will never get pregnant. And there's another segment of the population that will never have to deal with prostate issues. Doesn't matter how you self-identify, that is a simple biological fact. And signing executive orders in the Oval Office will not change that fact. Now, we as Christians should not discriminate against anyone. We should not make ourselves a stumbling block between those who need the love of Jesus Christ and his gospel of grace. Doesn't change the fact that it's very easy to get upset when we see issues like this taking priority over $6 a gallon gasoline and the millions who have crossed into the country illegally. But we need to remember, first and foremost, we are citizens of a kingdom and ambassadors for our King. That's our number one mission, making disciples of all nations. Skywatch TV's unveiling virtual conference continues. Two more months yet. If you've not yet signed up, you've still got plenty of time to take advantage of more than two dozen presentations from cutting-edge speakers. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Dr. Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others, some new faces like Zach Drew, Mondo de la Vega, Tyler Gilreath, another wonderful presentation from him, David Hebner doing a Bible study on his brand new crowdfunded action series called The Last Evangelist. Imagine, what if the Apostle Paul had been working for the FBI and then suddenly has a Damascus Road experience? Bible study based on that new series from David Hebner. Many other presentations. You can get a look at the list of speakers at defenderconference.com and sign up for instant access there. But when you do, you also get as a free bonus access to all five of Skywatch Films documentaries, including the two award-winning films, took home awards from the annual Telly Awards ceremonies, Silent Cry, The darker side of trafficking and Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here. Get access to those as well. You set the schedule for this conference. Watch it on your schedule in the comfort of your own home, which is a real savings given the cost of fuel these days. Again, information and registration online for instant access in full HD at defenderconference.com or scan the QR code here on your screen. During the month of June is our thank you for your support of any amount as you help us with the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, our partner and our partners at Royal Family Kids, as we work with children in the foster system, showing them the love of Christ and using therapy animals, miniature horses, as a tool to break down the walls that these children have had to build inside themselves to protect themselves from the abuse that many of them have suffered. We'll send you a copy of the book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox by Allie Hansen. It is a wonderful guide toward how solving the problem of how we reach millennials with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You set the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of June, we'll send you a copy of this book as our thank you for your support. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate. Or call us, 844-750-4985. This fall, we're taking an exciting trip to Turkey. Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, author of Jerusalem Rising, we're going to visit places in Turkey that are biblically and prophetically significant, both historically and prophetically, connected to the Bible. That's what I'm trying to say. October 18th through November 2nd is November 3rd, the tour dates. We'll go from Ankara to Istanbul and just about everywhere in between, including some megalithic sites that are just phenomenal. Turkey is really working hard to develop its archaeological history, and frankly, it's got as much there as Egypt. It truly does. It is an amazing place, and as we understand from people who've been there many times, the Turkish people, very friendly and very open to tourists from the West. So we're looking forward to this. This will be a relatively small group. Still time for you to join if you'd like. Find out more online at skywatchinturkey.com. And then next spring, we'll be going back to Israel. And we look forward to showing you the Holy Land and the battlegrounds in this long-running supernatural war. From Dan to Beersheba, we will be on the slopes of Mount Hermon. We will repeat the words of Jesus in front of the Grotto of Pan. The gates of hell, this big cave right over here, shall not prevail against my church. We'll visit the altar of Joshua, Shiloh, Bethel, Jerusalem, of course, even the Temple Mount. And our good friend Rabbi Zev Porat, Messianic rabbi from Tel Aviv, will join us and show us, based on his research, the historic locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. They're on the Mount of Olives, not where the most of the tourists think they are. And we'll explain why that's significant. And Zev's got a new book out, and he'll share some of the research from his new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, the Chaldeans, the Kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. This will be like a rolling conference in Israel. Join us for this March 19th through 30th of 2023. Opt for the extra three-day extension over to Jordan, and join us there as we show you why that land is prophetically significant as well. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week's program at Skywatch TV is jaw-dropping. It's the first of four shows about the forthcoming documentary from Josh Peck called Ragnarok. Is NASA hiding information about the incoming asteroid Apophis, which we're told will make a near pass of Earth in April of 2029? Do they know something about this asteroid that they're not telling us? Don't miss these shows. This is jaw-dropping. Our broadcast schedule is posted online. Share it with your friends. Open their eyes. The schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But as for you, you can watch the program right now, Roku, Apple TV, or our free mobile app. Download all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet, along with important news, a calendar of our upcoming events, and more. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, tablets. We've got apps for all of those and links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.